Welcome to the searchstorage.co.uk podcast on green storage. This is part of our Green Storage Special Report. Today's speaker is John Collins. He's Service Director with Freeform Dynamics. John has an end-user background and, before becoming an analyst in 1999, worked as an IT consultant, network manager and software engineer for companies including Alcatel and Philips Electronics. John has worked as an industry analyst since 1999 for companies including IDC, Bloor Research, Quocirca and Macehiter Ward Dutton. In his capacity as an analyst, he has also acted as an advisor to companies including Cisco, EMC, IBM and Microsoft, and to large IT user organisations in the public sector, telecommunications and financial services sector. Today, John will speak about the ratio of hype to good sense in the concept of green storage, how green storage is evolving, and what practical steps can storage professionals take to reduce energy and space consumption. So, first question, John. What's your take on the ratio of hype to good sense in the concept of green storage?
If you'd asked this 6 months ago, I would probably have said mostly hype, but the landscape is changing very fast. Indeed, we got a piece of research back just last week where we asked, you know, what are the top five things that people are considering when they're doing new projects, and we found that green issues are in the top two. So that's quite a significant change over this time last year. What we're not seeing, quite understandably, are the idea of green projects. It's important to remember that green is a characteristic and not an outcome.
The second question, how is green storage evolving?
I think an important point to make here is that storage is inherently ungreen. It's about extremely hard to manufacture, lots of components, lots of very specific chemical processes involved in the manufacture of what are actually mechanical devices that involve spinning disks that need a lot of energy to power. And that is not a great position to be in when you're trying to promote your products as being green, because there is very little that is green about that core component of storage. A couple of years ago also, I had a conversation with a storage vendor who basically told me that their profits were entirely based on selling exactly that. The storage companies have only recently woken up to the fact that they can be more than just disk vendors. And I know, for example, that at least two of the top five storage companies are making less and less money out of storage hardware and more out of software and services these days. So the balance is changing, and as that balance changes, it's far easier for organizations such as that to reduce the amount of disk that they sell. But overall, it does mean that they are waking up to the need for green storage, and actually they're doing quite a lot more about it. There's a number of drivers towards that. First and foremost is perhaps customer pressure. Organizations are saying, look, we don't have enough power in our data center to be able to run the amount of disk that you're suggesting that we need to run. Could be the market bandwagons. That's another very distinct thing. All storage companies want to be able to say, yes, we're green too. And there's also environmental legislation. So in Europe, for example, we have the WEEE initiative. So storage companies have to work within those kinds of power constraints. And finally, we've actually got technology itself is driving towards the greener use, more efficient use of storage hardware. Virtualization, for example, is all about being able to maximize the use of the hardware and make it as efficient as possible. So each of these things is having an impact on greenness of storage and the companies that provide it.
What practical steps can storage professionals take to reduce energy and space consumption?
From a general perspective, we can see the green use of storage in two dimensions. The first is the development costs versus the operational costs. And this is quite important because a lot of the time it's really operational green that people are concentrating on, the power, the cooling, the overall efficiency of the storage. But the cost of manufacture, the cost of implementation, those kinds of criteria also play a part in the bigger green picture. The second criterion is about the efficiency of storage. So yes, those cost characteristics versus the effectiveness of the storage environment, and that boils down to whether or not it's providing the right level of service to the business. While all of that might sound a bit conceptual, that does give us quite a good starting point to check that we have all the angles covered when it comes to saying, are we truly delivering green storage to our organizations. To say this directly, it's about more than power and cooling, frankly. For an organization to really hold its head up and say, look, we're green, we're doing a good job, we're helping contribute towards a sustainable IT environment. The IT organization needs to demonstrate how it's considered all the aspects of manufacture, clean disposal, the running costs, and whether or not really the business is getting the best use out of it. Having said that, I mean that's as conceptual as I'll get. There is a lot of truth to just getting down and dirty and measuring what is going on inside the storage environment and determining whether or not it is running efficiently. And there is truth to the adage that you can't manage if you can't measure. So from the research that we've done, we have determined that many IT organizations don't really have access to information about the amount of power that they're using. Probably about a third of organizations have no information about power in the data center whatsoever. The remainder have some access, but in general it's sporadic. It could be individual components, it could be at the rack level, but generally that there's no clear picture emerging about, yes, this is my data center, it's using a lot of power over here, it's not using much power over there, etc. But that obviously is going to cause a problem, because if you can't understand what the power profile is of your environment, it's very difficult to then make the right decisions about how to improve that power profile. What is useful is to take some portable instrumentation, for example, and plug it into the storage rack, see how much power is being used, and get an estimate that can then feed into the bigger picture. It's probably a good use of the Pareto principle. Just consider what are the key pieces of equipment that you feel are the ones that are drawing the more power. You're probably more or less right. And look into those and be able to say, what's the 20% of our environment that we feel we can make a difference when it comes to improving that power profile? Given the ability to then measure what we've got and feed that into how we want to improve things, yes, of course, there's a whole bunch of technology out there that can potentially help improve our greenness of our storage. And I'm smiling as I say it because I think, well, it's back to the principle that storage itself cannot be that green, given that it's running disks. We do have some technology starting to emerge at the hardware level, made the massive array of idle disks concept, which enables specially designed storage hardware to run much cooler and with less power. It was designed originally to enable data that isn't used very much to be stored in a way that it can be accessed when necessary. There are hard drives coming out that organizations are, giving them the capability to turn themselves off. There's things like wide area file systems, WAFs, storage virtualization. All of these things can help ensure information is in the right place at the right time. However, I think this is a truism that we're not really there yet. The real potential of green storage will come when the software layer catches up with such advances in hardware. By that I mean that just being able to know where to put information in the most efficient place at the right time. Database compression technologies to compress, obviously, databases that aren't used quite so much. Putting those onto MAID, that would be great. Having indexing capabilities, linking idle disk storage in with enterprise search, for example. It's those kinds of combinations that I think we need to look towards to enable us to really get on top of delivering green storage. So architecturally, that's really just talking about the individual technologies and how they might be put together. Architecturally, we can also consider the data center as a whole, or the IT storage environment as a whole. There are some decisions that can be made. There's some very forward-thinking decisions in terms of the whole architecture, in terms of having racks of hot equipment next to racks of cold equipment. There's specific water cooling technologies you can use, etc., etc. There's also things like where the data center is located. I can remember a few years ago joking with a colleague about why doesn't everyone just stick their data centers in Alaska and leave the windows open. We're now seeing exactly that happening as storage centers are opening in Iceland and they're using geothermal power. Looking into how the data center can be used as part of the heating system of the office block that we're in, for example, just thinking cleverly about, well, if we're generating that much heat and we're using that much energy, is there any other way that we can put that energy to use? These are just about making smart decisions. One thing I haven't really talked about is information lifecycle management, ILM, which indeed is another aspect of the architectural way that we can construct our storage systems. But ILM is a good example of how I believe that we're going to end up with green storage and making green storage work both efficiently and effectively. What a lot of people have found when they try to implement an ILM architecture where they're using the more expensive, more power-hungry disks for the more business front-end kind of applications, and they're using the slower, cheaper, less power-hungry storage systems for archiving, for example, or for data that isn't quite so necessary to keep at the front line. Those kinds of questions all boil down to how the business is using information, which comes back to what I said at the beginning, which is that it's not just about reducing power, reducing cost. A lot of the time we can get a great deal more power efficiency, greenness out of our storage just by looking at whether or not the things that we're trying to do are actually necessary and important to the business. And I think that's probably a good point to finish on. To take a car analogy, it's one thing to drive a fuel-efficient car, but quite another one to know what the best route is, or indeed to decide whether the journey itself is really necessary. And such questions as these are only really going to be found out if we just go and ask the business what exactly they're trying to do with the storage. To summarize then, absolutely, green storage is important. There are some very practical things we can do within the storage environment to help enable our storage to be more efficient, but it is equally important to keep tabs on the bigger picture and to understand what it is that the business is trying to get out of the storage. Thank you very much.